0530.
Parafini, parafini, makota pela, makota pela, unga unga wa kastoma, zipiango, a kastoma zipiango.
Zika chitika, musavimberera kwa.
On some village bunting, never know they like you've been wanting. No more up, next is now. Na SNB group savings account, saving na zero monthly defeat. Bank no charge up for quarter ni fee. Positive saving rates, hidden best for you bukumo yes. Let's go access yandalama, mama ATM, mama bangala na. E-wallet yolo bangala na. Check deposit your drone dalama. But you cannot to remove a member. How many members is your team? No, I need your physical meat. But I'll be tight. Go summer, maybe it's banking. Just got better. Banking, just got better. Saving at the group, but just got better. Saving in a shop, I'm just got better. The FNB group savings account. FNB group savings account.
FNB's group savings account is a secure way to save and a sure way to grow your money.
Some days test your limits. The sweat, the push, it all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
The news on Kombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Copa Kombon with Kombon Radio News. Copa Kombon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 8:50. Kombon Radio 94.9. It's Kombon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headlines on Kombon Radio.
Kalikiliki Ward 35, Councillor seeks CDF support to establish police post in Mutendere East. Lusaka City Council removes illegal traders from Akade's flyover bridge. In Africa news, Ghana deports Israelis in retaliation for alleged mistreatments of Ghanaians. To present the news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Kalikiliki Ward 35 Councillor Shadrack Chimwanza has revealed plans to establish a police post in Lusaka's Mutendere East through the purchase of an existing house following challenges posed by the area's unplanned settlement pattern. In an exclusive interview with Kombon Radio News, Mr. Chimwanga explained that Mutendere East was developed without proper planning, leaving no available land for the construction of public facilities such as schools, clinics and a police post. He notes that all available plots were sold by the earlier settlers, resulting in the entire area being left with no space for new infrastructure. The civic leader has therefore written to the Constituency Development Fund CDF committee requesting for financial support to buy a house that can be converted into a police post. He says the community is currently waiting for a response from the CDF committee regarding the funding. Mr. Chimwanga says establishing a police post in Mutendere East is one of his top priorities as the current Kalikiliki police post is overwhelmed.
In the issue of Mutendere East Clinic, the problem with our area, it was unplanned, whereby even places where schools were supposed to be built, even places where a police post was supposed to be built, all built up. There was no space, there is no space, no space that was left where we can say we can put up a police post here, where we can say we can construct a police station or police post here. Our forefathers, our fathers sowed all the plots, and every area is built up. So, but we have written to CDF committee to actually help us with funds so that we can buy a house and turn it into a police post.
The Lusaka City Council LCC has with immediate effect removed illegal traders conducting business under the Akedza flyover bridge along the Greatest Road. LCC Assistant Public Relations Manager Nyambe Buluma says the council is concerned that such illegal trading activities pose a serious risk to public safety, increase the potential for accidents and compromise public health. Mr. Buluma has emphasized that trading is strictly prohibited in non-designated areas such as under bridges and other public infrastructure, as such practices contravene trading regulations and amount to street vending. He has told Kombon Radio News that goods have since been confiscated from the affected traders and warns that this conduct must not be repeated. He has since encouraged all legitimate traders to utilize designated markets where they can operate safely, legally, and in accordance with established regulations. Kitwe's Kasempa Ward Councillor Jackson Galoa has assured residents that more boreholes will be installed in the area next year to improve access to safe and clean water. Mr. Kalowa notes that some residents are forced to walk long distances to fetch water, adding that the ward currently relies on only two boreholes to serve the entire community. He has further assured residents that through the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, additional boreholes will be constructed next year to address the water challenges and improve livelihoods in the ward.
In Kasempa Ward, we have at least two boreholes which are functioning, and people are accessing the water. One borehole is an Y section, the other borehole is in the W section behind the watchtower, and they are accessing the water. Yes, there are some people within the ward who do not have the access to that water because some of the areas are far from where the boreholes are. But all the same, we've requested for some more boreholes, which is in the 2026 CDF budget. So we expect at least maybe to have some boreholes this coming year, the coming year next year, in the areas like BC Extension and BC areas somewhere there.
President Hakainde Hichilema has issued a strong call to young men across the country to end all forms of violence against women, emphasizing that respect and equality in relationships are fundamental human rights enshrined in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, UDHR. Speaking during the commemoration of the International Human Rights Day, President Hichilema said that many men are failing to honor the commitment they made when entering marriage, stressing that there is no justification for a man to lay his hands on his wife or girlfriend. The head of state notes that gender-based violence continues to harm our families and communities, rooted in a lack of respect, emotional immaturity, and failure to resolve conflicts peacefully. The president adds that in his own marriage of more than 30 years, disagreements have never escalated into violence because respect forms the foundation of the relationship. President Hichilema has since urged men to choose one partner and commit to treating her with dignity.
Brutalizing our women, our girlfriends, is not acceptable. It means you never loved that woman in the first place. That's what, how I interpret it. I've been married over 30 years. There's not a single day I got close to laying my hands on my wife. It just, it can't happen. It's not that we think alike, no. She brings brilliant views in the house. Some I agree, some I don't agree. I do the same, some she agrees, some she doesn't. There is no reason why it should degenerate. to harming the person you claim to love. I call them.